From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting the U.S. Congress took the first step toward dismantling President Barack Obama's health care law Friday. Republicans pushed a budget that prevents Democrats from using a Senate filibuster to derail a bill annulling and replacing the law. The House approved the budget Friday by a near party line, 227 to 198 vote. The Senate had passed a similar bill. House Speaker Paul Ryan said the Affordable Care Act needs repealing because it did not live up to its initial promises.
This experiment has failed. This law is collapsing while we speak. We have to step in before things get worse.
Republicans have to decide which part of Obama's statute to do away with, what a new version would look like, and how to protect 20 million people currently covered under the 2010 law. The U.S. Justice Department had a sharp rebuke for Chicago's police department on Friday, saying officers violated the constitutional rights of residents, permitted racial bias, used excessive force, and killed people who did not pose any threat. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch said the problems in Chicago were due to what she called systemic deficiencies and a lack of proper training.
CPD does not give its officers the training they need to do their jobs safely, effectively, and lawfully. And it does not adequately review use of force incidents to determine whether force was appropriate or lawful.
The Justice Department began its investigation in December of 2015 after the release of dash cam video, which showed a white police officer shooting a black teenager 16 times as he walked away with a folded knife. This is